Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Happy Saturday morning to you. What a day we have ahead of us. What a day we had yesterday. So much to get into and so little time. Fortunately, we have a little bit of a sandwich today because we are the bread on both sides of the This Week in Pro Football sandwich. So we'll have time beforehand and after to kind of get into some stuff. It is Cowboys week. We're going to get into the Cowboys and obviously the matchups between the Eagles and Cowboys. What should you expect? What do you need to see from this team to give you the confidence that, hey, this is a group that not only has the potential to win the division, but has the ability to maybe put something special together, go on a little bit of a run. Your phone lines to climb in right now, 610-632-0975. However, I do want to start with last night and your Philadelphia 76ers. One of the things that I wanted to focus on today, I came in with all of the optimism in the world regarding the Sixers season. Last night's win over Detroit moved the Sixers to 18-9, second place in the Eastern Conference. And I've got to admit, I didn't think that at this point in the season they would be there. So the idea that that is where they are is exciting, right?
Get excited!
Well, you'd think so. Until I saw the news from this morning. Because oftentimes, you know, I've got a lot of stuff to do. I'm not always locked into everybody's post-game comments and things like that. I'll play the catch-up game the morning after. And something that I saw early this morning as I was getting ready for the show was not great news regarding our friend Joel Embiid. And this was something that when I read it, it's pretty rare now. I mean, we've seen a lot in sports. We have seen everybody do ridiculous, interesting. It's incredibly difficult to get us to stop dead in our tracks. But Joel Embiid's comments after the game actually did stop me in my tracks for the first time in months. Joel Embiid missed his first game of the season yesterday to rest. And I think that a lot of people were pointing to it and calling for it and saying, this is a guy who's just playing too many minutes at too large a size. Everybody takes games off in the NBA in order to stay fresh. It's an 82-game season. It's a long grind. I think that it's natural in a lot of cases for people to just look and say, all right, well, this guy needs a day off. That guy needs a day off. That guy looks sluggish. This guy's a little banged up. The problem is that Joel Embiid doesn't see it that way. According to Philly.com, and I'm reading it off of ESPN, Embiid says, I haven't been myself lately. Joel, we agree. However, he says, I think it's mainly because of the way that I've been used, which is I'm being used as a spacer, I guess, a stretch five where I'm only shooting, it's 29% from three-point range. And it seems like the rest of the games, like with the way I play, are set up. Coach Brown always has me starting on the perimeter, and it just really frustrates me. Now, just to take a look at what the numbers indicate and what Joel Embiid might be talking about. Since the Jimmy Butler trade in November, many of Joel Embiid's offensive stats, including points per game, field goal percentage, and three-point percentage, have taken hits. He's going to the free throw line less, and in his past three games, he's made just 14 of 42 shots from the field, including 1 of 9 from three-point range. So that begs a question then, doesn't it? Because like I said, the Sixers take down Detroit 117-111 and move to 18-9. Jimmy Butler, since he's been here, has hit game-winning shot after game-winning shot. And yet here we are with the most important piece on the Philadelphia 76ers. We're here talking about Joel Embiid's dissatisfaction with his role. The reason that this stopped me dead in my tracks, friends, is because if this was, you know, our worst nightmare, it's here with us. People were always worried about that. People were always worried about Joel Embiid and, you know, whether he was going to hold up in terms of injuries. Then it was, will he be able to play back-to-backs? Now, it's a valid question when you see things like this because, you know, Tyler Zuli, who will be producing this week in pro football, was telling me that, a lot of people are saying that those contexts or those comments were being taken out of context regarding Joel Embiid's frustration with his role. And he hasn't necessarily mentioned the trade, but he has mentioned the way that his role has changed recently. And the only thing that's happened there is, well, Jimmy Butler's addition to the team. I'm concerned. And it's not, you know, a five-alarm fire or anything like that, but I'm concerned that Joel Embiid is happy with his role when the team's winning, and he's putting up MVP-level numbers. I've never really had to answer the question, he hasn't, none of us have, about where Joel Embiid fits in terms of being a cog, a piece on a team. For all that we say about, how good would the Sixers be if Iverson had help? Don't you think that Iverson enjoyed it a little bit when he's scoring 45 points, no one else is doing anything, and he's single-handedly willing the Sixers to victory? That's pretty cool, isn't it? Similarly, if Joel Embiid's scoring 30 points a game, grabbing 15 rebounds, blocking four shots, and the Sixers are winning because of him, that's pretty cool. But individual numbers being sacrificed, and by the way, it's not like Joel Embiid's falling off the face of the planet. Scoring five fewer points per game, four fewer points per game. His field goal percentage has dropped. 3-point percentage has dropped. I get that he's making fewer shots, but the team is winning. And he's still an effective player. He looked like he was tired over the last couple of games. It looked like he could have used a day off. He's saying, my body feels great. It's just that I haven't been playing well, and it's that my usage is off. I want to get into that with you this morning. 610-632-0975. What do you make of Joel Embiid's comments? What do you think about it? When you heard it, when you read it, what do you take away from it? Let's go to Tucker in Doylestown to lead things off. Tucker, you're on the Fanatic.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
The issue I'm seeing is it's Brett Brown, and it's not just this. It's from last year's playoffs to now. And I thought it was funny during ESPN, the full access day, Nick Nurse was saying, I got the keys to a Ferrari. Well, Brown has the keys to a Ferrari. He don't know how to drive it. It's clear. So it's not a five-alarm fire yet, but this is like, I mean, somebody left a stove on and there's a rag on top of it right now. So if he doesn't address it now, it's going to be a problem.
So what's the fix, right? Because Tucker, like, he'll say that his main objective is to win basketball games, and the Sixers are doing that. But Joel Embiid's getting dissatisfied with his role since the Jimmy Butler trade. Like, it's kind of a fragile situation.
Brett Brown was obviously a great assistant coach at San Antonio, winning pedigree, Popovich, the whole deal. In my mind, if you can't manage manage the talents, manage the personalities. I mean, look, I'm not enamored with the Embiid's comments, but he's a young guy. He's going to make these kind of comments. You got to be a good enough coach to manage these guys. I mean, if you got a diva, now you got a diva, and play to them a little bit, keep them happy. If you can't be a manager, if all you want to do is win games, then you're a great assistant coach. You're a great guy for the locker room. That's great, but we need somebody better. I mean, at this point, I kind of feel bad. Brett Brown stuck it out. They were really terrible. But I don't really care. If you can't figure out how to put this together, then you can't be the guy.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Tucker. That you said something interesting. If all you want to do is win games, then you're a great assistant coach and you're not necessarily a great head coach. That's crazy. Isn't that what head coaches are all about? Herm Edwards is up there talking about you play to win the game and everything else, right? Is it really about keeping everybody happy while you win? Or is that more about personal responsibility with the player? I don't know. And like, here's what I'll say about Brett Brown, right? It's hard to get on the... You can think that Brett Brown's not the best coach in the NBA, right? You're well within your rights to think that. It's hard to jump on the fire Brett Brown train when you're second in the Eastern Conference. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying that it's hard to show your work for that. And for the record, here's the other thing. Don't forget now that, you know, despite how popular Brett Brown is in the organization, technically Elton Brand is his boss now. Just bear that in mind. Elton Brand has made a move to acquire Jimmy Butler. One of Brett Brown's main jobs, in addition to winning basketball games, is keeping the people above him healthy and happy. And so when you've got Elton Brand saying, hey, I traded pieces to go get this guy, you better integrate him. And then he does that in a beautiful way. Jimmy Butler's playing outrageously good basketball for the Sixers right now, winning games and everything else. All I'm saying, and I know that he gets compensated very well for doing it, I'm just saying that's a lot of balls to be juggling in the air for Brett Brown. It really is. Jerry in Allentown's up next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, did you guys see the new Phillies primary logo? I'm sorry to divert the subject, but I really got to talk about this.
No, didn't see it.
All right, well, you got to look at it. They changed the stars, the blue stars, and put white lining around it.
Okay, I see it now.
Now
yeah.
It looks like two Dallas Cowboys stars staring back into my soul.
Stone cold violation.
It's terrible.
I hear you. Jerry, thanks for calling my attention to that, man. That is, wow. So it's not really that they changed that per se. It's that they changed the bell behind it to blue. Like, it used to be like the blue baseball diamond looking thing outlined in red, and then the silhouette of the Liberty Bell was white and the stars were blue. But now with the bell being blue, they've gotten rid of the field. It's like a white background. It's the blue Liberty Bell, red Phillies script, and the eyes are dotted with stars outlined in white. It does look like Dallas Cowboy stuff. That's offensive for this week. Bad job by the Phillies. That opens up a phone line, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Tyree in West Philly next. What's going on, Tyree?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
All right. Hey, I just think in regards to, B's statement, I think it's just a matter of interpretation. I mean, I personally took it as him just voicing his frustration because he wants to play from the post as opposed to playing from out top. And that was just his way of saying it. I don't think it is him saying, or even putting a thought in mind that he maybe wants to be traded or anything along those lines. I mean, ultimately, it's Brett Brown's job to, you cater to him, but you cater to him within the flow of the game to allow you to win, you know. But, I mean, I think he, Embiid personally realizes he's more dominant on the post now. And maybe he feels that's the best way to help the team with the pieces we got in place.
I gotcha. But Tyree, I guess the question that I have is, one, like, is winning against a conference opponent, like, after a win, is it the time to be like, I'm not satisfied with my role when you didn't play and your team did? You know what I mean? Like, it just, the timing of it was so weird.
Yeah, that's definitely all time and place. And I like a previous caller spoke. Sometimes, you know, when you're young, you make ill-advised comments. That's something that, all right, we kind of know him to, you know, speak what's on his mind. But again, like you said, that's not the time and place. Maybe that could have been said today or, you know, another time or whatever case. But yeah, I just chalk it up to a little immaturity or, you know, just, you know, speaking out of turn in regards to what it is that he needs to say. Should have just spoke on the win, good win against the conference opponent, and looks forward to getting back out there, Monday. But it wasn't said, you know. But again, I just think it's up to Brett Brown to put him where he needs to be in regard, because it's clear to see he is a more dominant player in the post this year than he was last year. And the pieces we got in place caters to him being down there, because a double team's going to come, and then you have slashers and spot up shooters who's going to make those shots. So yeah, Brett Brown needs to do that. But again, you cater to him within the flow of the game,
right?
You know, but the, and I hate him those handoffs. You can have somebody else doing that, utilize him on the post, and the players still flow.
Well, and Tyree, I hear you, man. Thanks for the phone call. Here's the deal, right? I understand why Brett Brown has Joel Embiid away from the basket. You've got Jimmy Butler, who's a slasher, right? And so you're trying to create space for that. But also, I mean, this has been the case. Ben Simmons' scoring numbers and his shooting percentages near the basket when Joel Embiid is also near the basket are terrible. They're really, really bad. And it's because there's another huge body there on top of the other huge body that's trying to stop and slow down Ben Simmons. So I get why Joel Embiid is out of the post. Now, he might personally be more effective in the post. I wouldn't even argue with that. I mean, Joel Embiid is one of the most dominant, offensively and defensively, low post figures that exists in the league. No argument whatsoever. The problem that I have, though, is that this is the first time that we've can somebody else point another timeout? This is the first time where Joel Embiid even seems like for a second that he's put his personal stats, happiness, whatever, in front of what's going on with the team. It's the first time that I've heard this, period. And that's, why are you making a big deal out of it? Because it's never happened. Because this is a guy who has always been considered the perfect Sixer, the perfect match for the city, perfect teammate, this and that and the other thing. And he's out here talking about his role when the team won a game. They're 8-2 in their last 10. Did it get to you that much that people were saying, hey, excuse me, little tea in the morning. You should do that. Does it really bother you that much that when people are talking about your struggles, that they're making excuses for you and that they're saying that you look tired and that you look sluggish and you look slow? He took that so personally, it looks like. It's like, no, I feel good. It's that I'm not being utilized properly. And it's kind of since the Jimmy Butler trade, which, by the way, everyone considers to be a slam dunk for the Sixers. Is this striking anybody else as odd? Like, I don't, and Tyree said it, I don't know where it comes from, this idea that, oh, does Joel Embiid want to be traded? Like, that wasn't anywhere in the comments. No one is saying that. No one is saying that Joel Embiid wants to be traded. It's that he's not happy with his role. Now, Brett Brown didn't necessarily agree that the addition of Butler is the problem. His quote was, I don't want to connect those dots, but I think in general we all have to do better at creating space for Joel. So that pretty much was a throwaway comment that doesn't mean anything. Where do you come down on this? 610-632-0975, one open phone line. What do you make of Joel Embiid's comments after the game that he is not as satisfied with the way that he's been used? With the Sixers being 18-9 in the NBA. T-City in Westchester's up next. What's going on, T-City?
What's going on, Dad? I just want to talk about that Embiid post-comment thing.
Yes.
I don't know where that's coming from, do you? Like, I don't see it. I just think he's tired.
Well, we all thought it. We all thought that, hey, if you're that big and you're playing that many games, you just need a day off. Like, we thought that's what it was.
Yeah, I think Sixers are fine, but there's just one big, big, big problem they got. You know what that is?
What's that?
Markelle Fultz, he's a bum.
Well, I mean, he is off. He's getting that thoracic whatever. I've never even heard of that.
That's
before,
fake.
So.
It's fake. He's not hurt. But yeah, I just want to talk some Eagles too, if you don't mind.
Sure, let it rip.
All right, I think we're gonna blow this team out. Right? The Cowboys, all right, but like Dak Prescott stinks. Zeke, we're gonna keep him in check, and I think Nelson Agholor has 2 touchdowns.
I'd love to see it, T-City. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. That would kind of be a pretty good, if you are able to bottle up Zeke, that is, that'd be a pretty good predictor for success because teams that have been able to slow down Elliott have slowed down the Cowboys. It's hard for me to feel overly confident in this game, though, because this team lost to, like, not long ago. Now, this would be the third win in a row. There's something to be said for momentum and everything else, and I hope that that's the way that it works out, but hard for me to say that they're going to blow them out on the road. I do expect a win, though. Let's go to John and Broomall next on the Fanatic. Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. Just wanted to comment on Embiid. I think I'm an older fan, been in Philadelphia all my life, and what you're saying is the new breed of athlete. It's between Fultz and Embiid. I'm not panicking on Embiid. I think Embiid has his mindset of being the MVP of the league. You know, he's looking to average above 25 points, 12, 15 rebounds, and he wants to win so bad. But I just think it's out of frustration that he saw the night he took off the team won. And he just need, they'll work it out with Embiid. They won't work it out with Fultz. And, like you said, they're winning. That needs to be beaten into these guys' mentality. That's the bottom line. You want to win, you got to win. No one's, it's nice to have stats, but it's a team game. And, you got to be, Embiid's not going to beat Boston. It's the whole team that's going to need to beat Boston.
Well, John, one of the questions that I have is that when you're coming out of a process culture where winning was not the thing, and literally everyone was trying to get their own stats, just trying to find the next contract, get the next individual honor, whatever it is it an adjustment to get out of that mindset where it's like, hey, you're out for yourself, or you're actually trying to contribute and win team basketball games? I wonder if that's a factor in any of this.
It could be, but I, also to that point, I think Brett Brown, Joe Gibbs always said in football, if you didn't show winning in 5 years as a coach, the players, you lose the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brett Brown is, not that they haven't won, but, this city's very intense with their sports and they're looking for success immediately. And I have seen some things this year that I like Brett Brown, but it leads me to believe I'm not sure that he's the guy. He may get us to the dance, but we need someone to finish it off because, we lose these 20-point leads late in the game. We have a dominant big man who's taking the ball out above the three-point line where if he would just go down low and you just pound it into him, there's very few guys that are going to cover him within the paint. But Brett Brown refuses to do that. He lets him shoot threes. He lets, dribble the ball. If he makes a move from the foul line, chances are he's going to get a charge. Got to put him underneath and let him dominate.
Well, that's what he's saying, John. Thanks for the phone call. That's exactly what Joel Embiid is putting out there, is that, hey, I'm better closer to the basket. Now, if you're Brett Brown, and by the way, I think that you might be right that there's this idea that he can take you so far and you might need somebody else to put you over the top. I know that callers have been saying that, not just this season, but for seasons past. But the problem is that you've got to weigh all of this stuff. Like, you've got to weigh the idea that, yeah, Joel Embiid can put up all of these numbers if he's close to the basket and if the offense kind of goes through him that way and everything else. And then you've got to look at the ability to maximize your team. What effect does having Joel Embiid anchored down to the low block have on Ben Simmons? What effect does it have on Jimmy Butler? Like, these, when you're controlling a team, it's an organic, living, breathing organism. It's not just, what's good for my hand, what's good for my foot, what's good for my elbow. You got to figure out the whole thing. And it's not easy, but, like, the easiest solution would be like, oh, yeah, Joel Embiid's good at that stuff. He's your best player, so just do whatever's best for your best player. Whereas Brett Brown, I think, in the spacing and everything else, and I don't want to speak for him, and he'd be able to say it better than I would, is willing to sacrifice some degree of what Joel Embiid's able to accomplish individually to put other players on the team in position to succeed. He trusts Joel Embiid enough that he can impact the game in other ways, being away from the basket and things like that, to where you want to give Ben Simmons the best opportunity to be great. And you want to give Jimmy Butler the room to do what he does. And things like that. It's not easy. But it is concerning already. To me, it is. That Joel Embiid, early on, while the team is winning, takes one day off. The team wins. His numbers have dropped. And all of a sudden, now he's frustrated with his role. Instead of the team line of, I'm just happy to do whatever helps the team win. To come out and say that publicly, surprising. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Let's go next to Jimmy on the Fanatic. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I want to talk about Embiid. I don't want to read into that too much because I don't really think he said anything wrong in that comment. He didn't come out and say, I don't like playing with Butler. I don't gel well with Butler or anything like that. But at the same time, I will say that it's funny that that came out. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine from Philly yesterday, and I was saying ever since they got Butler, I think that the only two that are not gelling together are Butler and Embiid. Butler has come out and say, look, comments about Ben, comments about Redick, comments about the guard that came in for Fultz.
McConnell, yeah.
McConnell. He said stuff about McConnell. He likes playing with these guys, but I haven't really heard him say anything about Embiid. So I think there is a little jealousy there.
Makes sense. There's two alpha dogs in the locker room, and Embiid's been the leader of the team for a long time. Jimmy Butler comes in, takes a leadership role. That would make sense.
Yeah, and I see how Ben plays with Butler. They got the headband thing going. I think there's a little jealousy there, and that's probably why he said that comment. But to me, that comment really, I didn't. If he didn't really say, look, I don't like playing with Butler or whatever the case might be with Butler, all he says is, since Butler came, I haven't been playing good. So that could be interpreted in any
way.
Well,
he's not stupid, right? Like, he's not going to come out and be like that. But you know what he means. Like, you don't have to connect that many dots, even if he didn't just come out and say it.
I think that one was taken out of context.
How?
Personally. As smart as he is, like you said, he's really smart. He could have said anything else that would have made it look, I just don't like Butler.
Jimmy, thanks for the phone call. I'm sorry, I'm up against a break. Come on now. Taken out of context? It's not like this is a three or four word or even a two sentence thing. Like, this is something that he has laid out and talked about that he's frustrated with his role since Jimmy Butler arrived. It seems like the past couple of games, like with the way I play our setup, coach always has me starting on the perimeter, and it just really frustrates me. How could that possibly be taken out of context? 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. This is the early morning edition of the Joe Torti Show. We'll be right back after this.
97.5, The Fanatic. The most important Birds game since February 4th is this Sunday in Dallas. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you to join us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino, starting at noon, starring former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney. Then hang out and watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen, Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, and $12 Miller Lite Buckets. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Did you know that at any time, one out of four car batteries is about to fail? That's why you should think ahead and have your battery checked for free at Advance Auto Parts. We have batteries starting at $79.99, and there's never a charge for battery installation with purchase. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Service is available on most vehicles at most locations.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
This holiday, dare to show how much you care. From now until December 9th, for every $500 you spend on merchandise at Jared, you'll earn $200 in Jared rewards toward your next jewelry purchase. Just shop online or find a store near you at jared.com. And dare to be devoted.
Exclusions and restrictions apply. Visit jared.com/rewards for full details. Purchase price excluding tax must equal at least 3 times the amount of your Jared rewards redeemed. The certificate will be reduced in $100 increments based on the purchase price. Cannot be combined with other offers or trade-ins.
You finally found the woman of your dreams and you're ready to pop the question. You want to find the perfect ring and the first place you go is the mall? What? I'll let you in on a little secret. Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey has the biggest selection of diamonds and settings in the area at the best prices. Family and Company will walk you through every step of the process with no pressure and make sure you walk out with a ring that she will love. Visit familyjewelers.com for more info. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's largest diamond destination.
Hey, this is former Eagle Jason Avant inviting you to Launch Trampoline Park. We have ninja course, rock wall, laser tag, arcade, birthday parties, and much more. Start living the launch life at Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford. Coming soon, Del Ran and Delaware. Visit us at launchdeptford.com.
Sports Talk, Westchester, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. Talking about Joel Embiid's comments post-game that he's frustrated with his role since the Jimmy Butler trade. I'm willing to connect the dots that that's, you know, it's not just the last couple of games, the last few games or whatever. It's since Jimmy Butler arrived and the team had to integrate Jimmy Butler into the offense, to borrow a Mike Groism, that is the source, the timeline, and I would say the cause of Joel Embiid's frustration. Where do you come down on this? 610-632-0975. TJ in Jersey leads us off. Good morning, TJ.
How you doing?
Okay.
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thanks.
But I think with Joel Embiid, I think it was a little immaturity. Now, I mean, I see what he's saying, but I think that should have been kept in-house.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, too. I think he can score 30 if he wants to, but you're right. It's got to be kept in-house.
Another thing, you made a good point earlier where you said that when Joel Embiid is down low, Ben Simmons' numbers around the rim are bad. Well, I think Ben Simmons needs to learn how to shoot the ball. he's a point guard in the NBA. If he learns how to shoot the ball, that won't be as much of a problem because it'll be a threat outside. So that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, it would solve a lot of issues. Like, TJ, months ago when we were talking about how you figure out Markelle Fultz and what he should do, this is before everything happened with the new shoulder stuff, the conversation was, should you move Ben Simmons to the four because you have faith in his ability to do some other stuff, and Markelle Fultz has only been effective when he's been playing the one. Like, that's kind of another setup, right, where Ben Simmons' inability to shoot the basketball is now affecting how you have to deploy Joel Embiid. Like, that's something that hurts both sides.
Yeah, and I agree with that, and I'll say if this wasn't the NBA, then I would move Ben Simmons to the four.
Right.
But I guess, you know, that's kind of like, that puts Brett Brown in a tough situation. I don't always agree with the things that Brett Brown does, but I just feel like that's a tough situation. It's frustrating that Ben Simmons still doesn't know how to shoot, but...
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right, TJ. Thanks for calling, man. You're absolutely right. Now, here's the thing. That you've got, and people always crush me when I say this, but it's true. In the Sixers, you've got a bunch of mismatched, odd pieces. Like, Ben Simmons is a good piece, but he's an odd piece. Right? Where it's like, huh, how does this work? You got a 6'10 point guard who doesn't shoot, is good in transition, great passing ability thing. Like, how do you figure out how to integrate him? Joel Embiid is not what you'd call your average standard run-of-the-mill center, right? You got a lot of pieces and a lot of players playing big-time roles and good pieces, good players, who just don't fit into the standard boxes of coaching. Brown's got to find a way to get them all operating on the same page. Like I said, the sky's not falling in Sixerland either because of these Joel Embiid comments, but it stopped me cold in my tracks. Because it's the first time that I've ever seen Joel Embiid not be Captain Philadelphia, Captain 76ers. It was jarring to read. Really was. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Rich in Ohio is up next. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, man. I got to bring a little hate to you, man. I got to bring some hate to you.
Hate for me?
Yes. It's for Sixer Nation. I get it. And what Joel Embiid was a little startling to say because usually he's, like you said, Captain Rah-Rah. But here's the bottom line. They're second in the East. They're like four games behind Toronto.
Yeah.
I mean, if these are the problems you have it now, and they're still dealing with Jimmy Butler, who's only been in like, 10, 11 games, I just don't think it's, oh my God, what are we going to do? I think it's just let him play his course out. Let Joel get integrated. He will. He'll get to figure it out. The issue I do have is Ben Simmons, because I'm in love with him, but I can't defend the shooting. I don't know what to do about that.
Well, yeah. Rich, I guess I'm confused. Like, where's the hate come in then? Because it sounds like you and I agree on everything.
Oh, we do? Okay, there it is. Sorry
about that. Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. Rich, thanks for the phone call. It's not saying that, like... It's not saying that Joel Embiid... Actually, your point is, they're second in the East. That's my point, too. They're winning a lot of basketball games. So what the hell is Joel Embiid talking about? He's dissatisfied with his role. Kids are allowed to be kids, by the way. I understand that. I think Joel Embiid would take exception to anyone here being like, oh, you're young, you're just a kid. You know, he'd be like, no, I'm a grown man, I'm making my own decisions, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that that's only an excuse that goes so far. And when you look at it, you say, okay, well, the team success is there. The team won without you playing. If you're truly about the team, as we all believe that Joel Embiid is, where in the hell does that come from? That you're dissatisfied with your role? 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. I don't get where this comes from Joel Embiid, and that's why it's so interesting to me. Let's go to Warren and Cherry Hill next. What's happening, Warren?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Whether with you or other people in this station, let me make it clear, Brett Brown's not the coach for us. I don't want to hear it's a little man's game, it's a three-point game, when you have the best player in the league at a dominating position. But that being said, I want to show you something so you'll know. Even if he comes across as Mr. Philadelphia, and I'm a big Embiid fan, but that remark, he's been playing in the same position for 2 years now. I've been screaming, You probably have been any basketball purist is screaming, why is the seven-footer at the top of the key? It's all of a sudden that he's not getting. He wants to be more famous than he wants to be a Sixer. He really does, and I'm okay with it. But any time he gets challenged for alpha, here, let me ask something. You know why it hasn't happened till now? Who was the second all-star in our team before Butler? Ben Simmons. What does Ben Simmons not do? Does not shoot. So Embiid had no problem with that. But now that you've got the third player, and it's absolutely up to Brett Brown to figure out how to do this. You've got a man who should never be more than 7 feet from the basket. Never should dribble more than once. And after that one dribble, he either goes for the shot or kicks it back out. Because he is the most talented big man in the league. Ben Simmons is the bigger problem. When you tell me he's only good on a fast break, if you sit there and watch the game, it's like he stands around when it's not transition. And as long as that happens, we can't compete.
Warren, you might be right, and thanks for the phone call. You might be right about a lot of things that you said there, including Ben Simmons. By the way, people are like, oh, Ben Simmons is Big Rondo. I happen to think that Big Rondo would work just fine. I think that Rondo was like a centerpiece to those championship-winning Boston Celtics teams. And the one thing you were wrong about is that Ben Simmons wasn't an all-star, right? The Sixers didn't have an all-star besides Joel Embiid. Simmons got snubbed, got passed over as an injury replacement even for the all-star game. He didn't make it. So, you know, that is... So, and you can say, oh, he should have made it, shouldn't have made it, whatever. He was the only all-star on the team, Joel Embiid. Is it possible? I don't know. And by the way, I'm not trying to stir something up. I'm trying to figure out where in the hell this comment comes from about how he's being frustrated with his role. Is it the fact that there might be another alpha on the Sixers now? Is it possible that Joel Embiid is intimidated in some way by Jimmy Butler coming in, a veteran, an all-star, one of the top five, six, seven players in the league? Is that possible? 610-632-0975. It's frustrating for Sixers fans, I'll tell you that. Because as we're sitting here watching the team win a whole lot of games, we're watching Jimmy Butler do a whole lot of good. And by the way, no one is kicking Joel Embiid out of the MVP conversation. The Sixers are 18-9. They're second in the Eastern Conference. And we're talking about Joel Embiid's role? Where does this even come from? One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Wade in Glen Mills next. Hey, Wade. Sorry, Spencer. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm not frustrated because Joel Embiid has always been an outspoken individual, but I think where I feel his frustration at is when they brought Jimmy Butler in, there was no shuffle to the backcourt other than putting him in Markelle Fultz's spot. I mean, putting J.J. Redick in Markelle Fultz's spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if Joel Embiid is wondering why now they have floor spreaders, he's still on the perimeter. Why isn't maybe to the point that you made earlier, maybe Joel Embiid tried to keep it in-house. Maybe the coaching staff isn't really listening to him. Maybe they're like, we're 18-9, it's working. So it's really no need to change. I mean, granted, he's your best player. That's probably not the response you should take, but when it's all said and done, they are 18-9, so it's kind of hard to argue with the results. I just wonder if he's feeling not so much Jimmy Butler, but the fact that the coaching staff is making him adjust versus making other players around him adjust as well. Because it seems like he's the only one that's playing out of position.
Well, okay, but so let me try this then, Spencer. If you've got Joel Embiid down there, like, if the other players adjust, I think this is the premise, right? If you're asking Ben Simmons to not drive the lane, what's Ben Simmons going to do for you offensively?
I'm saying Ben still utilize their ability to get to the basket, but shoot the ball. Ben Simmons' problem isn't that he can't shoot. We've seen plenty of videos where he can actually make shots.
No, he won't. He won't shoot. That's the problem.
Exactly. So I get Joel Embiid's frustration that with being out of position, because maybe it has something to do with the alpha dog thing, but I also feel like now that they have floor spreaders there, pulling him out isn't the answer.
I got
to cater to Ben Simmons' deficiencies. It should now be, look, I'm in the post. You can spread the floor. Ben can distribute. We can play a wide open game now. But he has to hit that mid, even just a mid range, not even
well,
a three pointer.
Spencer, I'm sorry, I'm up against a break, man. I think the idea that Ben Simmons, you're not going to get any argument from me, okay? Everyone who's saying that the problem is that Ben Simmons doesn't shoot or that Ben Simmons doesn't shoot, that's a problem. It is. You're absolutely right. No argument. You're not competing with me on that point. It's that he doesn't. And instead of just being like, oh, man, I wish that Ben Simmons could shoot or would shoot or whatever, I just look at reality. He's not going to shoot. If everything that happened in the past offseason with people talking about, oh, Ben Simmons should shoot, Ben Simmons should shoot, if he's not shooting this season, wake up. Wake up. He's not going to shoot. He's not going to decide to do it. More of your phone calls next, 610-632-0975. Joe Torti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Riding a two-game win streak for the first time this season, the Birds set their sights on the NFC East Division-leading Dallas Cowboys this Sunday. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Wendy's knows when it comes to fries, the more the better. Because people just can't get enough of their favorite hamburger sidekick. So for a limited time, Wendy's is giving you any size fry for just a dollar. That's a small, medium, even a large order of natural cut sea salted goodness for just a buck. Any size you like for the same little price. But a deal this good won't last long. So get any size fry for $1 from Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, a la carte only, excludes top fries. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Season of Free is in full swing at T-Mobile. And this time, we're going big, like the biggest screen you'll ever see at T-Mobile big, because we're giving away 50-inch Samsung 4K TVs. You heard right, a free 50-inch TV delivered in time for the holidays when you get one of the latest Samsung phones and add a line. Buy a phone, get a free TV. It's that... Whoa, whoa.
Where is it?
We're here for the free Samsung TV.
Hey, careful. How'd you get in here? This is a recording studio, guys. You have to go to the store.
Oh. To T-Mobile.
Okay, so, if you missed out on Black Friday, then this is your second chance. Huh. Score a free 50-inch Samsung 4K TV, but only if you get to a T-Mobile store right now. Because from the looks of it, this deal isn't going to last long. Come join us at T-Mobile before it's too late.
At participating stores, offer fulfilled by Samsung with online redemption code. Qualifying credit, new line of service, timely redemption, and phone finance agreement required. Two new lines required for new customers. One offer per account.
Do you have a large group of friends that want to watch sports this weekend? Watch the big Army-Navy game Saturday, and Sunday check out Birds Dallas at Stats, Philadelphia's newest sports bar, Stats on 17th. They have a VIP lounge where bottle service meets sports. Stats on 17th is the perfect place for a group of friends to have a sports party with comfy leather couches, 30 huge screens, great food, reasonable prices, and hot waitresses. Call to reserve your big game party. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. Stats on 17.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds travel to Dallas this Sunday with the division lead on the line. The temps in Dallas this Sunday should be around 50 degrees with a partly cloudy sky at game time. The Birds take on Dallas Sunday at 4:25.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
This week just got more exciting with the New Jersey Lottery. Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are both over $215 million. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right. Final segment on this side of the bread. Don't worry, This Week in Pro Football is coming up in just about 10 minutes. We're going to get your phone call, 610-632-0975. And, of course, want to remind you that despite all the Eagles talk, the Sixers talk, there's still an Eagles game. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney for the Fanatic pregame show tomorrow at Sugar House Casino starting at 12 p.m. At 3 p.m., join Natalie and Bob Cooney for our Dallas Sucks Quizzo. That sounds interesting. With great holiday prizes up for grabs. Then hang out and watch the game on the Fishtown Hops huge 10x10 big screen with the Fanatics' Andrew Souchunas. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Back to the phones we go. Wade in North Philly is up next on the Fanatic. Good morning, Wade.
I haven't heard of Joel's comment, but I believe it. Before Jimmy Butler got here, Joel was allowed to do whatever he wanted to.
Sure.
Which means he was allowed to put the ball on the floor. He's allowed to shoot three-pointers and play down low when he wanted to, which worked out pretty well. But now we have another guy on the team now, and you mentioned the word alpha. He can put the ball on the floor, he can create his own shot, and he can shoot a jumper. Which Ben does not want to do, which Markel does not want to do. So, look at it like this. When the game's on the line, who's the play call for?
Jimmy Butler.
So, being an alpha male, Joel has a problem with that because he was used to doing whatever he wanted to. But now, teams have figured out that if you run him and run him and run him, his legs will get tired. And once he gets tired, then he wants to shoot the three. No longer does he want to go down low. So, yeah, it's a clash of alphas. You're right.
Wait, I think that's a problem. And thanks for the phone call. I think that you summed up the situation pretty well there. I think that when you've got Joel Embiid willing to come out after a game that you don't play, and in the game where the Sixers win, and say that you're dissatisfied with your role, like, how can you not throw your hands up? And by the way, just so that everybody's on the same page, this is specifically what he said. My body feels great. It's just that I haven't been playing well. Okay? He says, I haven't been myself lately. I think it's mainly because of the way I've been used, which is of being used as a spacer, I guess, a stretch five, which I'm only shooting 29% from three-point range. But it seems like the past couple of games, like with the way I play our setup, coach always has me starting on the perimeter, and it just really frustrates me. There's not that much ambiguity there. He's kind of saying what he's saying. We can make all the excuses that we want to because we like Joel Embiid because he's been such a hero to the city. But he said what he said. Sam in Uptown's up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I couldn't agree with Wade more. I think what we're witnessing is the maturation of Joel Embiid. To your point, I mean, he's been the face of the process his whole tenure here at the organization. So, you know, he's always sort of had the opportunity to do what he wanted. And the offense has been built around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though we have a dominant point guard in Ben Simmons, he's not really featured offensively because he's limited. You know, it's really his transition game. So even all the pieces to the stake that we brought in have been purely to complement JoJo.
Right.
Now you have a scenario where you have a four-time All-Star who has his own right coming in saying, hey, and think about even when Jimmy first got on the team. Remember how he was just standing in the corner? I mean, he was really conscious about wanting to fit in, not really wanting to, you know, upset the apple cart. But in order to maximize a Jimmy Butler, you got to be able to put the ball in his hands.
He's got to be the dude.
You're right. What we're seeing here is a scenario where in order to be an elite team, you have to be able to understand how to play with other elite players. You know, think about when LeBron first went down to Miami, and it's like, how do they figure out playing with each other, right?
Right. He's now, deferring to D-Wade for the first half of the
exactly,
season.
Exactly. Yep. Right. Now, the difference there is that they were good friends, you know, so things were kind of kept in-house. But you could see it on the court. There was a transition,
mm-hmm.
but things were in-house because they had a friendship. So I think all will be well over time. I think Joel is now in a scenario saying, hey, if you really want to win a championship, it's not something that you're going to be able to accomplish by yourself. You're going to need to learn how to play with other great players. And Jimmy Butler is a guy you have to be able to allow him to get to the basket. So, yes, there are times when you're going to have to space out. But I felt that his, you know, to your point, I thought it was bizarre comment to make. And it is an excuse because, you know, it's not like he's not still getting an opportunity to get the ball in the paint. You know, he's
right.
his game, you know, he's not playing well and he's just trying to excuse it away. And so, you know, I think it's just we're watching a player who's had the key to the city. You know, this is the first time he's really being challenged because there's another great player on his team. And I think over time, he has to mature. I think we're watching a maturation process.
Yes, Sam, I think that you hit on some excellent points there. And thanks for the phone call. That is absolutely 100% a part of it where you're at the point in Joel Embiid's career where he has said all of the right things in the past. It's time now to be about it. Don't just talk about it, be about it. And if you're truly about winning and not winning while I'm the centerpiece and while I'm the star, then it's kind of put up or shut up time. Let's go to George in Las Vegas next. Hey, George. George.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Okay. I'm actually born and raised in Philadelphia, but I live in Las Vegas. I'm a true Philadelphia Everything fan.
Okay, awesome.
Yes. I just want to comment on the Embiid thing. I just think that Embiid can't handle the fact that they've got another player who can put up numbers. And the fact that on the last couple games, Jimmy Butler is putting up some big numbers, I think he's jealous. And like you were saying, I don't think he knows how to play with them. And they're going to have to learn how to play with each other, or something's going to have to give. It might be the coach needed to learn how to integrate them all three together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see how it's such a big problem. You got Ben Simmons playing the point. He does his thing. He's a facilitator. You got Butler on the three. He's going to shoot, create shots for himself. And then you got Embiid down low. I don't understand what is the problem. I mean,
George, you and me both, man. I'm sorry, I'm up against it. You and me both. It looks good. It looks like the whole thing makes sense. And yet here we are having this conversation. This week, get two tickets to Sahara Sam's Oasis for just $33. It's this week only. Located in West Berlin, Sahara Sam's is New Jersey's largest indoor water park. This exclusive offer is the perfect gift for the whole family this holiday season. Hurry, this offer is only available now through Sunday at 97.5thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Sit tight. This Week in Pro Football is next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.